Another God story. So in I follow a guy named Jim Cockrum. I believe it's so important to have mentors and people that you follow that are ahead of you. And I was on his email list for many years before even jumping into business. And so I always had in the back of my mind, someday I'm going to have some business. And so I was following, this was 2012. We were selling furniture, and I woke up one morning, saw my email for an email from him. Just, it wasn't a personal one. It was one to his, all of his audience, and an auction he was doing for a charity that he cares about was ending that day. And the auction was for his proven Amazon course, along with a bundle of other courses from other people. And so I instantly knew when I woke up that day and saw that there's something inside me. I believe it's the Holy Spirit nudging me. You need to win this auction. And it was, I felt it was going to take a decent amount of money to win it. So I went into my wife and said, we need to win this auction. I just feel confident about it. She goes, well, how much do you think we need to bid? Well, for us at that time, it was a huge amount of money. It was $1,500 is what I told her. So she says, okay, if you feel like you need to do that. So I feel like we need to do that. I said, we do. So I bid it and we won. And the big reason I was excited about that was because one of the bonuses was it came with a 30-minute phone call with Jim. And so he lives in Indianapolis and my parents live close to Indy. So I told him, said, instead of a 30-minute phone call, can my wife and I fly up to Indianapolis and take you to lunch? He agreed to that. But instead of, he didn't let us pay for lunch. He paid for lunch and spent 2 hours with us telling us about his business. And that's when I'd already kind of heard about it, but he explained the FBA program for Amazon. We were already selling furniture on Amazon, but obviously not through their program because the items we're selling were too big. So he explained that program to us. And that's when the kind of a light bulb went on in our head, because we had access to all these other smaller things as well, besides furniture that we weren't selling at the time, but we could sell them. And Amazon was the perfect platform for it. So short answer to your question, we learned about it through my friend Jim, who is now a dear friend, and I've partnered with him on many, many things over the years.
That's awesome. And, you know, for those who are listening and watching, you know, could you explain what the Amazon FBA program is?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for people to essentially, you know, sell their products on Amazon.com. And instead of having them at your home and, you know, storing them at your home, you can send them all to Amazon. Amazon warehouses it for you. When an order is placed, Amazon will go to that place in the warehouse, pick it, or a robot will at this point, put it in a package and ship it off to your customer and just pay you for it. So you can actually store all of your inventory at Amazon. And I mean, of course, they take a fee for it, but your eyeballs are, I mean, you have so many more eyeballs on your products when you're using their service.
That's what I said. And I want to ask, you know, how were you able to, like, from that relationship with Jim to now take that business to the next level? What were the things that you did that helped you take that business to the next level?
Yeah, well, it's being in community. So I was involved in his community, learned from other people who were doing it. He wrote a book called Silent Sales Machine many years ago. He's updated it almost every year. And he talks about the three main ways to make money online. One is physical products. One is becoming an expert in your niche and creating content from your knowledge. So like books, courses, those types of things. And then coaching and consulting is the third. I was always intrigued by that second one, which was, you know, getting paid from something I know. So eventually, not too long after I met him, I stumbled upon a God thing, leading me to a site online for wholesale sources that Amazon sellers could buy from that you didn't even need to talk to anybody. You could just create an account and place an order. And so I wrote a book about this site and how to use it. Jim promoted it. We sold it for $7. And just after he hit send, within a few days of that, I had made several thousand dollars. I think it was $7,000 or $8,000 on a $7 ebook because he promoted it to his audience. And that's when I fell in love with information. Like, man, I want to do this. So we still sell on Amazon, but the majority of income now comes from the information and the things I've learned. And you know, I have a membership community of Amazon sellers that pay monthly to be a part of it. So that's where my passion is, teaching other people how to do the same thing.
No, that's impressive. And you know, one thing I definitely want to, like, you know, go into detail, and oftentimes, you know, when we get into the entrepreneurship journey, you always hear people about, you know, find a mentor, find someone, a coach. And from your story, you found a mentor, but you was able to provide a value to that mentor, which led to a relationship and a friendship where you guys are now doing business. And I want to ask, you know, if you could advise anyone, how can someone get that same relationship with that mentor that they're looking up to? Have that same kind of relationship that you have with Jim.
Yeah, well, find them, buy their books, buy their courses, get in their mastermind groups, whatever you got to do to get on their radar, serve their community. Don't just walk in. Let's say, you know, Tommy, I found your podcast and I wanted to be on your podcast because I think that your audience needs to buy my stuff. You're probably going to completely ignore me if I just send an email and say, hey, you don't know me, but I have this awesome program and your audience needs it. You're like, who's this guy? But if I come into your program, if I come and I buy all of your merch that you have, I buy all your books, I email you encouraging stuff saying, I love your podcast. That guest was awesome. I learned a lot on that. I'm going to get on your radar pretty quickly. And it's me serving you, or I'll go into your Facebook group and I'll answer questions of the people that are in there and help you out. That's going to get me on your radar. And so I would say to your listeners, if you have a mentor, somebody you want to get in front of that you thinking, man, it'd be amazing if this person would ever promote my stuff, or I just want to get to know this person. Well, become a customer of theirs and then also serve their community, help them out in some way. You know, especially if they have a Facebook group, this is an easy way to do it, is to go in that group and serve, answer questions, become the best student of this person. And people ask a question about it, I answer it like you're the author, because you know this guy so well now, or this lady so well now. Help those people out in there. And that man or woman is going to take notice of, man, who's this person that's so helpful in my group? They're serving it. They've never reached out to me asking anything. They're just serving my community. They'll take notice. And that at that point, then, you know, you'll have a much easier in with them. If you ever decide, you know, ask for a phone call or a Zoom call to get in front of them and just get to know them. But it's a serve first and buy all their stuff.
What's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview, and remain blessed.